Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending to new lows while still living a fabulous, luxurious life, growing your savings to new, previously unthought of possibilities, and demolishing that debt once and for all. How'd you like to live debt-free? Debt-free, no debt. Of course it can be done. Don't talk to me like it can't be done. It can be done, and it feels fantastic. And if your finances, you know, you look at it and you cringe. You're looking at what's due, what you're bringing in, and it's still just a little touch hungover from a good decade or so of financial 1-2 punches that so many households have had to undergo. As we sit here enjoying, I am happy to say, on the upswing economy, things are going in the right direction, guys, but we still have bills to pay from, you know, years of not so great economic times. You're in the right place, guys. And trust me, holy crow, you are not alone. The neighbors down the street who you think are, oh, they must be doing so good. They got the new this, they're driving the new that. Uh-uh. They're in the same economic bucket we are all in. And trust me, there is nobody out there. Nobody. I connect with thousands of people. Nobody out there is where they want to be with their finances. Precious few. Precious few. And if you find you're not one of them, you are not alone. All right, guys. So thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. We have now hit well over 80 stations coast to coast. We are headed towards 90 thanks to the tireless efforts of the BizTalk Radio Network, guys. Just wowzer. As we sit here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia, to all of our syndicated stations coast to coast as we hang out saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, you know that's okay. You know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because say it with me, that's just the type of team player I am. All right, guys. So it's crunch time. Halloween's coming up right around the corner. I have never heard of so many adult Halloween parties going on. I really never have. The kids, of course, you know, you might have kids and grandkids. They're all getting ramped up and psyched up for Halloween. I'm hearing more and more about adult Halloween parties. I have got to get my social act together. It never even occurred to me to throw an adult Halloween party ever in my life. Tony, you don't have kids. Do you go to Halloween parties, like adult Halloween parties, maybe for other folks with no kids? You do. Okay. All right. So this is going to be a trendy topic for you two talking about Halloween costumes today. Last minute, don't panic and don't blow the bank. Halloween costumes. That's what we're talking about today, because I'm hearing from people. And who sent me this? People keep sending me this fantastic, you know, great stuff, great info that I can use in the show. Here it is. The average Halloween costume this year is costing about $50. Holy crap. This year, the National Retail Foundation expects consumers to spend just under $7 billion on costumes, decorations, party supplies, and candy for All Hallows Eve. You know what? But I'm kind of glad that I'm hearing this. Not glad about the numbers, but just glad people are still celebrating Halloween. I keep hearing about these elementary schools that are going all politically correct and trendy. They're like, Halloween's not inclusive enough. It's not what? There are people out there who don't like candy? I'm not trying to make light of what's clearly a well-researched topic or whatever, but lighten the hell up. Have yourself a Halloween party. Give me a break. But the kids couldn't care less. the kids, oh, they're getting political. We better listen to all the political talk about Halloween. No, the kids couldn't care less. If they're going to get a basket full of candy, their needs are met. So whoever has the bandwidth and the time to either throw a protest against Halloween or throw a party in favor of Halloween for adults, my hat's off to you because you got spare time I could only dream about. You go. But here's the thing. What people are spending on Halloween costumes, you're out of your freaking minds, all right? That's money you can put towards the light bill. That's money you can put towards paying down debt. That's money you put towards your gas tank. I mean, there's a million places you can put this money other than a Halloween costume that you're going to wear for a couple of hours and then never look at again. Give me a break, okay? So just give me a break. So we were talking about very inexpensive, fantastic, easy to do. That's my catchphrase. That's what I'm going to be looking at. Easy to do costumes. Now, Katie and Robbie, my 13-year-old, just turned 13, my baby, and my 10-year-old, very into the Halloween thing. But Katie is starting to make sounds like this is the last year she's going to go trick-or-treating with her buddies. And I think that jives. Tony, how old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating with your buddies? You and I are about the same age. Around 13. Okay, that it seems the teenage years are when you kind of do the cutoff thing here. Maybe even earlier in some areas. I was 13 when I did my last trick-or-treating. It was just out having fun with the buddies. You got a little bit of candy. You were good. So this is probably the last year. Next year, if her and her friends want to do this, we'll do a little party at the house and have some fun stuff here. But Robbie, who's 10 now, is obviously going to be trick-or-treating for years to come. And every year we have to fight off this urge to really spend ridiculous amounts of money on costumes. And you have to marry that reality with the fact that I'm not that creative. I'm pretty creative when it comes to like home decorating and stuff. Halloween costumes, not so much. So who sent me this? Duncan Frost sent this to me. Thank you so much, Duncan. Listening in from Atlanta's WCFO 1160, sent me the perfect pictures here for easy, fabulous, inexpensive costumes for everybody, adults, children, and we're going to go through these today. Half past the hour, we're going to do Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. He's back. He's got fantastic advice for people who are seeking to either buy or sell here in this autumn market for real estate. It's just as booming as ever. But for the first couple of segments, we're going to be talking about seriously putting together some easy, effortless, I'm talking about less than 15 minutes with inexpensive materials, putting together fantastic costumes easily for less than $5. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Don't do the $50 costume per kid. You got four kids, that's $200 you're spending for costumes. You get the point. You guys can do the math. First up, these pictures are adorable. I wish I could see this. I wish you guys could see this. I'm gonna put a link to this on my Facebook page. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. brilliantfrugalliving.com. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see the pictures that go with these fantastic costume ideas. Number one, this is for kids like maybe five and under. A flower pot costume, obviously more for the girls, although you could do some cool ones for the boys. And it came entirely from the dollar store. You got a little girl who is wearing this plastic bucket, a really big plastic bucket, legs cut out, you know, little leg holes cut out. She straps it on. You put it on with little straps over her shoulders and you fill it up with flowers. You put her in pink leggings or green leggings, a pink shirt or whatever color shirt you want to with the color flowers. You could do different, you know, vegetables. You could, you know, be as creative as you want to. And that whole entire costume cost less than $5. A little headband with the flower glued on, large plastic tub with duct tape straps over her shoulders. And it is freaking adorable. And it's easy to walk in. You can bundle up underneath it. Beautiful. Next up. Ooh, yeah, this is a good one. Harry Potter's never going to go away, and I hope it doesn't because I love the subject matter. I love the whole thing. If you've got a Harry Potter obsessed, you know, child, grandchild, you're trying to get him an easy to do costume because the other ones cost ridiculous money, you can whip up a wizard's robe for your Harry Potter obsessed little one with a black t-shirt in about 15 minutes. You cut it down the center. They wear it like a robe. You can print out any of these Harry Potter, you know, the school name and the collars, you print it out, you cut it out, and you just pin it on or you staple it on. You're not doing anything else with this shirt. Staple it on if you want to. One of the great things I see in this picture about this robe, if it gets really chilly, suddenly out of nowhere, you can bundle up underneath it. I love it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is great. Here's a fantastic costume. If you've got anybody still into that, and I'm surprised. I'm hearing from people who are seriously into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here's what you do. And again, look at the picture. Go to my website, brilliantfrugalliving.com. I'll put the on my Facebook page. Click on the Facebook page. I will put a link to all of these various costumes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you take a big roasting pan that you can get from the dollar store, spray paint it green. There's the turtle shell. put the kid in any kind of, this looks like, literally, this kid is in thrift store, brand new looking, green footed pajamas. Think how perfect this is. You strap on the green shell over the top. You put little orange armbands on with any orange fabric you can find. Buy a yard at the dollar store or buy a yard at the fabric store for, you know, $5 out of the, you know, thrifty bin or whatever it is. You make a little orange eye mask for the kid too. And again, this is fantastic because with the great little winter pajamas, the footed green winter pajamas you're wearing underneath this, you can bundle up all kinds of crazy ways if you need to, if it gets colder out. This is brilliant. I love this stuff. People are so creative with this too. We got time for one more before the break. Here's the last one, and we'll do this again after the break as well. If you've got older kids, maybe the girls for this, a Medusa headband, you just glue plastic snakes to a headband. Let them stretch out like, you know, for a foot in all directions. Make it dramatic. You attach the snakes to this headband. Everything can be found at the dollar store. And you spray paint it gold. And then you wear some kind of cool robe over the top of it. Something, you know, something nondescript. And there's your fantastic, easy, effortless, comfortable as well put together thing. Guys, I want to hear from you guys as well. Tell me how you yourselves have fought off the I need to spend demon for Halloween. And we got to talk about candy as well. We talk a lot about saving money for Halloween, doesn't mean you skimp on the candy. We all knew the house when we were growing up Halloweening that skimped on the candy, maybe gave out a pencil, maybe gave out like a little tiny book, a calendar, something like that. I mean, the horror stories from kids looking to get candy and they show up back with a pencil. Who does that? Don't be that household. Save the huge amounts of money on your costumes. Plug it in for slightly better candy when you're buying that, getting ready to send that out. You will be a hero to the neighborhood. It's all good. And send me your ideas as well. Have you gone super easy, put all of your kids in the sheep, you know, the sheet draped over their head, cut out a couple of eyes, you got ghost things? I'm hearing from people doing that. It's perfect. It's easy. Talk about easy to do if it gets chillier as well. That's the ideas I want to hear from you all. Let me know. Guys, hang out for a second. We'll take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More easy, fast, effortless, inexpensive costumes right after this. Sheep is small. Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started. With online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about how we are not going to panic as we enter this last week before Halloween. We all know the families who ordered their, you know, who knows how much they spent on them costumes, and they got them delivered straight to the house for an additional fee, and they're all taken care of, and you're like, yeah, glad to know you, but I got no idea what I or the kids or anybody else is wearing for Halloween. Don't panic. Don't overspend. Don't freak out on me. We got this. The average Halloween costume is costing $45 to $50 per person, which blows me away. Holy God. I talked to a lot of people who got their Halloween costumes at Goodwill on various items online. Craigslist apparently had a lot of good costumes, too. You meet up at a mutually convenient place. You don't go to people's houses for stuff, you know, unless you know them from past years, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But apparently people are freaking out a little bit. We're in the home stretch. We're all trying to not have the lame costumes. You know, I admit, I've had the lame costumes a year or two, you know, when the kids were little and you're crazy, you haven't slept in 4 days, and, you know, the sheet thrown over your kid's head with the eye holes cut out, they seem like a good idea. You don't trim it up at the bottom enough. You find they're tripping. You're doing, you know, last-minute alterations on somebody's street, blah, blah. Maybe that was just me. I don't know. But we're talking about costumes today. Don't panic. Don't overspend. I got a fantastic article sent to me. We were talking about great ideas. We got like another 40 ideas to go through. This one's kind of interesting, and this would be especially good for the adult women here, too. If you've got some party you're going to, you're trying to be trendy, you're trying to be clever and cultural, channel Frida. It says here, everybody remember Frida, an amazing artist, F-R-I-D-A. A lot of us learned about her in high school or college or, you know, recently with the, you know, movies about her. Fake dollar store flowers in your hair and an eyebrow pencil, because everybody who knows Frida Kahlo, the artist, she had very thick, gorgeous eyebrows that literally unibrow, not to say as a slam, just it's simply you look at her, you got a unibrow going there. Anybody who is culturally aware will take a look at your kid, maybe your daughter, at any age, with these beautiful flowers in their hair and the unibrow, big smile, red lipstick. That's Frida Kahlo right there. I love the picture right here. Next up, this is awesome, a Hulk Hogan costume. Okay, you think, how am I going to do that? That's ridiculous. It's got to be so ridiculous. No, Hulk Hogan costume consists of simple clothing pieces you can find at any thrift store, a red bandana tied over this little toddler's head, which immediately channels the Hogan, and a white t-shirt with a piece over the top saying Hulkamania on this little yellow, it looks like an apron that you drape over your head and tie around your back, says Hulkmania on it in red marker, easily done on your own, and a little gold belt, like the World Federation Wrestling, whatever that acronym is, and the gold belt around her waist. This kid looks a riot. This is hysterical. Best part about all of these make-it-yourself in 5 minutes or less costumes, you can layer so much clothing underneath it if you need to, if it gets crazy cold, but you can also leave it lighter if it's a nice night. So there you go. All right. Oh, here's a good one. Everybody knows Spider-Man. Who wants to do Spider-Girl or Spider-Woman or Spider-Boy? Or again, Spider-Man if you want to. This is on a girl. They put a braid down the back of her head and attached these spider rings to it. Again, straight from the dollar store.
very eye-catching, very cool. You put them all over the kid's head. It can be a boy's head, too, for God's sake, if you want to. Dress all in black. You can do some sort of like neon magic markers to draw a spider web on top of an old black sweatshirt or whatever it is. Use your imagination. You know why? Because using your imagination is hugely money saving. It's putting money in the bank when you use your imagination just to touch. Here's one of the simplest costumes, and it is dang cool. Okay. If you already have like an all white ensemble, maybe some old white sweatpants or a white sweatshirt, or even old white jeans, old white whatever, or even, may I suggest, even a new white sweatshirt, new white jeans, because you will use those again. Get yourself a nice white ensemble for, you know, nice and inexpensive. Once you're wearing that, I'm looking at this kid doing it right now. This can be any size person. This could be an adult costume. This could be a kid's costume, boys and girls, anybody. You're wearing the white sweatshirt, the white pants, and you use black duct tape to become a stick figure. You use one strip of black duct tape from, say, your collarbone down to your arm, down the other side, one piece of duct tape from your chin down to your belly button, and then you use duct tape just to make two little lines down your legs, down to your feet. You wear comfortable shoes, and at night, you look like a stick figure. You top it off, I'm looking at it right now, a big paper plate, you cut out eye holes and a mouth. You put a nice little smiley mouth on there like you would a stick figure, and you've got yourself an inexpensive, effortless, original, creative as well. There's no slam in this costume. It's awesome. And you've got yourself a stick figure costume, a comfortable one. You can put tons of clothes underneath it if you need to. It's all good. I love this stuff. This one's adorable. All right, envision this. This can be for boys, girls, men, women. Using, now I am married to an Armenian, so anytime you can incorporate carpeting into a costume, you know you're going to get big gold stars among your Armenian brethren here. This is for a Viking costume for any age, all right? Get yourself, it looks to me like a little brown carpet bathroom set, which you can get just about anywhere for next to nothing. Okay, you cut these pieces up so you can wrap one little piece of brown carpeting around each leg of a kid and strap it down with like a little bit of brown string to make it look like boots. You use the other part of this brown carpeting to make a little, it's adorable. You drape it over their head like a little cape. And then I know this little helmet. I've seen this helmet a million times at the dollar store. Okay. So you've got little brown carpeting strapped around each little leg. You've got a nice big thick brown belt of any kind of belt, any kind of turtleneck, any kind of pants, preferably brown pants. Keep it kind of, you know, keep it good. And then you put this piece of brown carpeting over your head like a little cape. A dollar store Viking cap, and this kid added a little Thor hammer to it, which you can get anywhere. This is the kind of adorable, hysterical stuff that I absolutely love. This is brilliant. And you know what? It's inexpensive, and no other kid out there is going to have that going on. Be an inspiration to the people who are foolishly spending hundreds of dollars a year that maybe they don't even have on costumes that you're going to wear in the dark for a few hours before you put them away and never take them out again. All right. There you go. All right, passing through a couple of these other costumes, not quite as easy to make, so I'm only doing the easy to make ones. This one's cool. This one warrants a mention. This is a Kool-Aid Man costume. Apparently, it's made with a hula hoop to kind of give you that round effect around your head or your neck. Nice foam that they like to use, and felt. Now, this one, while it's inexpensive, looks like they said it only cost about $20 to make. I'm passing by it because it looks like it's going to take a lot of hours to make, so we're not going to do that. This one, next one, is brilliant. Everybody has a black sweatshirt. Everybody has a, you know, a pair of black jeans or black sweatpants. Put that all on. Extra points if you've got a hooded black sweatshirt. You put that on. Ready for what this lady did? She took a broken black umbrella, okay? She cuts it apart in half, and then she drapes the piece of umbrella from one arm from her, you know, she's got it attached to the sides of her sweatshirt. Like bat wings. You got bat wings. Envision this. Like you're holding the umbrella pieces so that when you raise your arms, it looks like you have bat wings. And she attached the umbrella parts to it. It cost nothing. She already had all of the pieces. She's already got the black hoodie sweatshirt, the black sweatpants. She already had an old busted umbrella. We've all got those. I think all of my umbrellas are busted at some point or another. And she does that for a costume. I love that. You know what I like? And I've always been this way. It's not just because I'm getting older. I like the costumes that require a little bit of originality. I like that a lot. Minions! Oh my gosh, how much time do we have before the break? All right, we're going to do a fantastic, easy, effortless Minion costume when we come back after this. And again, send me your ideas too. Find me, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Send me your fantastic, either proven or you're trying it this year, Halloween ideas. I want to hear from all of you. We've got this Halloween down, guys. Spend your money on what's important, like the really good candy. Keep the money back. Throttle back on spending for those costumes. When we get back after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means? Another fantastic episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Big thumbs up from the guy to my right here, John Harriott, otherwise known as Dad. Welcome back to the show, sir. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Chrissy. I am doing great.
Excellent.
I am doing great.
Loaded for bear with your usual fantastic color printouts of all the latest info that your listeners love so much, condensing all of that noise out there into very usable real estate information. What's on the topic this week?
Is it bear hunting season now?
Well, you know.
Loaded for bear?
Depends on my mood and my caffeine intake, but yeah, a lot of times, definitely bear season.
Well, a week or so ago, Chrissy, we commented on the cost of renting versus owning a home.
Yeah.
A lot of people are reluctant to take the plunge and buy that house. They feel, with some justification in some cases, that it is cheaper to rent as opposed to own.
Right.
Well, the Rent versus Buy Report is an organization that published a report on Trulia.com. And the study was done by an outfit called GoBankingRates.com.
Okay.
And they looked at the cost of renting versus owning a home. And what they found was that in 39 out of the 50 states, it is cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent a home.
You would think so.
And they classified each state in one of four different categories: a lot cheaper to own, a little cheaper to own, a little cheaper to rent, or a lot cheaper to rent.
Ew.
And like I say, 39 out of the 50 states were either a little cheaper to own or a lot cheaper to own. The vast majority were a lot cheaper to own. And folks, if you have any questions, just give us a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. And Chrissy, give them that number again.
Absolutely, guys. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. So the chances are overwhelming if you are thinking about buying. It's going to be cheaper for you pretty much no matter where you live. That is going to be the case. Now, another study that we commented on a week or so ago, Chrissy, was there was a study done, I forget by what financial outfit this was, but there was a new study done by the Federal Reserve.
Oh, good.
Good old Federal Reserve.
Because nobody knows how to spend money on a study like the Federal Reserve.
If you say federal anything, they're going to throw money at it. But anyway, every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts their survey of consumer finances. They collect data across all economic and social groups. The latest survey data covering 2013 to 2016 was released just 2 weeks ago. And what it showed was that the median net worth of homeowners was, get this, 44 times greater than the median net worth of renters.
And last week we said, what, 38 times?
Last week we said 38 times. So 38, 44, that's kind of sort of the same number.
It's pretty solid lock.
But it's a little different data that depending upon who, what, you know, what data sources you go to. But the 2016 median net worth of homeowners was $231,000, 15% increase over the last 4 years.
Okay.
At the same time, the median net worth of renters decreased.
Oh, boy.
Down to $5,200. So you do the math. If you're a renter and you have a median net worth, you got $5,200 to your credit. If you're a homeowner and you have the median net worth, you've got $231,000.
It's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, I'd want to revisit that earlier map where you talked about how in some parts of the country they consider it cheaper to rent, maybe in the short term, but in long term, there's just nothing can equal investing in some real estate and using that for future anything. I mean, your retirement, everything else.
Yeah, I think the study that compares the cost or renting versus owning a home, Chrissy, I think that was done on short-term cash flow.
I agree.
How much you pay in rent, how much you pay for principal and interest, how much you get after tax reductions,
right.
Et cetera,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. Net worth of a homeowner is many, 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 many times the net worth of a renter. So, folks, if you want to do the biggest high-leverage thing that you can do for your own net worth and the net worth and long-term financial health of your family, buy that house.
Yeah, and we totally get that it can be intimidating. There are few purchases in your lifetime that rank up to the stress level or dotting the I's, crossing the T's, than buying a house. There are a lot of steps involved. But you know what? You can do it, especially with the help of the right realtor. You can get those I's dotted, those T's crossed, and with the right realtor, that stress level is going to be greatly reduced because they're going to go and do all the hard, heavy lifting for you. They're the ones that are going to, you know, determine the lower price that you want to bid on this house. They're the ones that are going to go in there with the real teeth and take care of all the arguments or all the, you know, discussions that you might be, feel a little nervous about, whatever. You are the one in the driver's seat, and when you go through all those steps and you get it done, and you're sitting on the step of your new house that you own, there's nothing like that feeling, especially knowing now what Dad said. Exactly. When you know what Dad said, that all of your hard work owning this house, putting a little money into it, taking care of it, is going to result in you being, on average, 44 times more wealthy than you would be if you stick with the renting. It's just a no-brainer to me.
It is a no-brainer. And folks, here's a way to make those numbers look even better for you. Now, whether you are buying that first house or whether you have owned a house for several years and you have enough equity and enough money to move up, here is one of my very favorite topics of how to get that next house or that first house and get it on the cheap.
Inexpensive, too. That
free
works.
Free is better than cheap, but I like cheap, inexpensive, whatever you want to call
that
it.
That works.
And here is what I recommend. We've got a couple of outstanding examples of this. Chrissy's mom and I have done this a couple of times.
Yeah.
Chrissy and her husband, I think, tackled the great-great-grandmother of all fixer-uppers a few years ago.
But we learned from the best. We learned from you guys.
Get a hold of your realtor. Whether you're talking about a first-time buy or you want to sell your house and move up to that different house, different school district, closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws, closer to work, farther away from work, closer to the baseball park, farther away from the baseball park, whatever it is. But you interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors and say, look, I want to sell my house, and that's the topic we're not going to cover today, but I want to buy my next house on the cheap. I want to find myself a fixer-upper. Now, when you get into a fixer-upper, what I mean by a fixer-upper is a house that is cosmetically just all beat to pieces.
Right.
Okay, but structurally it's sound, cosmetically just all beat to pieces, and these houses sell for a very, very, very big discount.
It's fantastic.
So you tell your realtor, look, I'm looking for a fixer-upper. I'm looking in these particular neighborhoods. The realtor, if he or she knows what she's doing, knows how to go through the multiple listing service and look for these that are fixer-uppers.
Heck yeah.
They're classified, in our case, the MLS in our local area here. Most houses are classified average plus, but you have some that are classified fix-up, TLC, which stands for fix-up, tender loving care. The realtors have ways of screening these, so look, I want to see a list of fixer-uppers in thus and such a neighborhood. And when you get information from your realtor that says, hey, this might be one that is reasonable, drive by, check out the neighborhood, make sure you could be comfortable living there, then talk to the realtor and say, look, I want to visit that house, tour it, and maybe make an offer.
Yep, and you know what? Another thing you were bringing up is that when you have a realtor in charge and really, you know, streamlining the process, as fast as the internet is these days and as great as some of these sites like Realtor.com are these days, there's nothing like having a realtor with their finger on the pulse of what's exactly going on. So the instant that these coveted fixer-uppers come on the market that you can get for a steal, your realtor is the one giving you a call or sending you a text immediately saying, hey, go look at this one right now. It gives you that edge.
Yeah, very true, Chrissy, and thank you for bringing that up. Now, if you're going to be using sites on your own, and I encourage people to do that because that gives you a better sense to what the market is about, I always encourage people to use Realtor.com because their information is the most up-to-date.
Yep.
If you use Trulia or Zillow, sometimes their information is very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I've had people call me and say, hey, John, I want to see the house at 123 Main Street. And I said, well, where did you find that? And they'll say, well, Trulia or Zillow. And I said, well, I'm sorry, that one sold 6 months ago.
My gosh, it's
so
terrible.
You can get some very, very bad information. But anyway, you find the possible fixer-upper, you drive by, the neighborhood looks pretty good, you call the realtor, I want to see it, and say, hey, this could work. It cosmetically all beat to pieces, but we're willing to work on that. You got to be willing to invest some sweat equity if you're going to make finding a fixer-upper and making it your new home work for you. So you like the place. Yes, structurally it looks like it's sound. So you make an offer, and I would say you lowball the bejeebers out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are reluctant to do that, but I say, listen, don't be reluctant. You're never going to see this seller again.
Exactly.
So who cares if you think the seller gets insulted? You make a lowball offer, especially they'll be amenable to that if the house has been on the market for 6 months, 9 months, perhaps a year or more. You arrive at a price that you think is fair. Now, part of your agreement of sale needs to be that you do a detailed home inspection, you do a termite inspection, you do a radon check to see if there's...
Yep.
I think radon is probably checked in most parts of
the
country.
I know
it is in the mid-Atlantic states. But the big thing is that you do a very thorough home inspection, and you find out really what the true condition of the house is. And then you go back to the buyer through your agent to the buyer's agent.
Yep.
And say, look, my God, the price that we agreed on was based upon the house being in thus and such a condition.
Yep.
And look at all this stuff that is wrong.
And you're not being, that's part of the process. Oh, I hate to be rude. I don't want to, you know, hurt their feelings. You're out of your mind? Have your realtor go in there, just again, loaded for bear, and there is your advocate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the realtor plays a real critical part in this. You know, you can say, look, I the roof is shot. I didn't realize the roof
was
shot. That's going to be $15,000. The home inspector discovered a place where water is coming in. That means we're going to have to put in a French drain system that's $10,000. Make yourself a strong case and then ask your realtor to lay it out and present it. Here's what it's going to cost based upon a contractor's estimate. Here is the backup from the home inspection. And in order to make this deal go, we are going to need a price reduction of $30,000 or whatever it is.
And realtors have been doing that since the dawn of realtors. And it's one of the best things about realtors. The huge checklist of great things about realtors. This is right there at the top of the list.
And you get a further price reduction.
Nice.
So my guess is that if you're bidding on a house in a neighborhood of say $400,000 houses, you can probably get it for somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000 if it's thoroughly beat up and you have the right kind of a realtor. You put $50,000 into it, you've got yourself a house for $300,000 that probably worth somewhere between $350,000 and $400,000.
Excellent.
I love that math.
That's some good math,
I love that math. And it's worked out very, very well. And, Christy, I see we're about at the end.
Indeed we are. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
Hey, guys. Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating today's show to saving a heck of a lot of cash on our Halloween costumes. Men, women, kids, people are talking about spending money. I didn't even bring this up before now. I love animals. You know I love animals. I'm not a pet owner per se. We've got a turtle. A turtle counts. He's got four legs. Tony's shaking his head. It doesn't count. Yes, it does count. Tony, I love animals. You know I love animals. You love animals. I don't have a lot of animals. I just don't. But I'm hearing from people who are spending... Oh, my eyeball hurts. My eye's twitching. People are spending, like... I saw a picture. Someone spent, like, I think it's easily $50 on a dog costume. I love animals. I'm glad you love your animals, but nobody's got the kind of money to spend on that. I'm sorry. I just don't know anybody who can do that. So we're kind of coming, just come back to the sound of my voice and start spending a little bit less on these costumes. Now here, we're going to dig right back in here. We talked before the break about Minion costumes. Minions are like Harry Potter. I say here with a smile on my face, these costumes will always be in vogue. But rather than spending, say, $50 on a ready-made costume that you then order to have shipped rushed to your house for an extra God knows how many bucks, here is how you effortlessly make a Minion costume on your own. I'm looking at it right here. You make the Minion glasses with protective goggles that you can get from the dollar store and canning jar rings, which you can find anywhere if you just look. Any grocery store has them for next to nothing. Hardware stores have them for next to nothing. The dollar store near where you are might actually have them as well. Okay. Or if you don't want to do the canning jar rings around it to make the Minion glasses, just go around the outside of the eye parts of these goggles with black marker or with a little gold paint if you have that handy. If you're into gilding the way I am, the way I've gilded all of my furniture, you're swimming in gilding paint, you could use that as well. Then get some thrifted overalls, which I'm telling you right now, you can find in droves in your local thrift stores, your local Goodwill. If you go to your local, a department store that, has great prices. This is the kind of thing as well. If you buy overalls for your kid, they can wear the overalls again somewhere else. They can wear them to school. They can wear them to a friend's house. They can wear them to go out and play. They can wear them anywhere. So if you're buying overalls to go with this costume and you buy them at a decent price, it's money well spent because they'll use it again. Do the same thing with a yellow sweatshirt. Everybody can use a yellow sweatshirt later on. If yellow isn't your color per se, you use it for painting around the house. You use it for your kick around and do lawn work stuff. Everybody can use a kick around. I would use it personally. I would use, if I ever needed to buy a yellow sweatshirt, I'd buy the most inexpensive one I can find somewhere, and I would use it when I dye my hair, because I'm not walking out of this house in a yellow sweatshirt. It's not anything close to the right color for me. But if I bought one, I would then use it. Say you buy it for a couple of bucks. You then use it for something else. You're not wasting your money. You can use it again. So here you go. You've got the dollar store goggles that you then emphasize with either canning jar rings, or you just paint it with some gold paint or some gold marker or gold whatever else. You get some thrift store overalls. If your kid or the adult in your life doesn't already have the overalls, you get them anyway. You will use them again. You get a yellow sweatshirt. Again, fabulous, because you can bundle any kind of clothing underneath it if it gets really cold. And these people in this picture have found like a little minion sort of icon that they put on the front pocket on the chest. And you've got yourself an instantly recognizable minion. Fabulous. I love the pictures of this minion costume. That's what I'm talking about. Another person here. This is clever. You don't even need the canning jars for this one. Did everything I just described, but then took a pair of dollar store sunglasses. You pop out the lenses on some nice, big, goofy dollar store sunglasses, and you wrap the lenses, you wrap the rims of it in tinfoil, and you've got instantly recognizable minion glasses. I love that. All right, next up, because we only got a little more time here left, and I barely made it halfway through this list. Wear a regular black dress, men or women, depending on how daring you're being, black dress, regular nylons, comfy shoes, and put dollar store spiders, bugs, everything else all over your arms, all over your legs. Put a couple in your hair, a couple on your face. You don't even know what kind of a costume that is. Not exactly a movie character, but still a fantastic, easy, fabulous, comfortable costume. Love it. Oh, this is awesome. A delicious-looking Easy Mac costume, macaroni and cheese, that is, can be made from spray-painted toilet paper rolls. Now, if you are the type of person organized enough to collect, let's say in this costume, it looks like you need about, 50, maybe not, like 25 toilet paper rolls. Now, the way we tear through toilet paper in my house, I got a wonderful husband, a wonderful son, wonderful daughter. Trust me, we tear through the toilet paper. Never even occurred to me to save these toilet paper rolls. If you've got a good handful of these ready to go, you spray paint them yellow. You can put them onto a little, a headband. You glue them up there in a big pile. And then she goes, and she makes an easy-to-do fork out of just old cardboard. She wraps up this fork-shaped cardboard, big, big piece. Like, she's holding it like a huge dagger. And she's got it wrapped up in tinfoil for a big fork. That's what I'm talking about. That's some cool, fun stuff. Here's a good one. This is a lady who's been dressing up her 6 kids. Not a typo. 6 kids each year, obviously growing different ages, different sizes, different shapes. Black sweatpants, black sweatshirt, and she puts a little white line at their waistline and makes each one of them like rolling dice. You shake them, you roll the dice. They put tiny dots in different shapes. Each kid's a different dice. You've got one number on the top, one number on the bottom. Easy to do, inexpensive, doesn't drive you crazy because Halloween's not supposed to drive you crazy. It's brilliant. I love that. And it looks like they're even glow-in-the-dark dice because, yeah, let's face it, a costume made entirely out of black sweatpants and black sweatshirts, not exactly, kid friendly when you're out on a dark night. So she puts these kids are adorable. Everybody's dressed in black. They've got different shapes of dice on them. All she has to do is cut out a whole bunch of little white dots, and she can, put them all across their back, their front, in various shapes, looking like little dice, and they'll glow in the dark as well. Brilliant. That one might be my favorite. I love that. Oh, this is funny. Here's another one. Guys, this is fantastic. Somebody has to go out there and do this year and then send me a picture. Get cute and be an identity thief. Here's how you do it. You ready for a 5-minute costume, if that? Here's how you do it. Get your kid dressed or your spouse dressed or any adult, any kid, any baby, any person, any size. Dress in your regular clothes. Put a coat over it if you want to. Get a whole bunch of those name tags, like the ones with the sticky side. You just slap them on. Hello, my name is. And start writing them all out with different names. Hi, my name's Tony. Hi, my name's Ben. Hi, my name's John. Hi, my name's Victor. Hi, my name's Sam. And you slap them all over yourself. What are you? What's your costume? You're an identity thief. Somebody asks you, hey, cool costume. What are you? I'm an identity thief. This one might be my favorite. It's a tough tie between this and getting dressed up as the dice. These are fantastic, easy, perfect, inexpensive, effortless to make costumes, one of a kind. They will be talking about it. They will be remembering it. You don't have to get it shipped to you. You don't have to break the bank doing it. You don't have to open up your November credit card bill saying, "What the hell was I thinking spending $200 for my family's costumes?" That's what I'm talking about. Kudos to the person who did that. I love it. Guys, the time has flown. Have a fantastic Halloween. I love you all. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there. Cheap is small,
and not too steep. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.